Active wildfires are fast-moving disasters, and the aftermath can be devastating, too. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. As part of our series, How We Survive, we've been looking at how tech can help us adapt to climate change. Today, we're looking at fires and smoke. NASA and its Jet Propulsion Laboratory are launching flights to gather more data about the lingering pollutants from fires by flying straight into the smoke plumes. We can't actually see these super tiny pollutants, but they are big enough to affect our breathing, especially for those who have asthma. Both NASA and JPL are learning more from studying the plumes during an active fire, as well as the air post-fire, to help understand how these pollutants could affect us over the long run. Marketplace Tech's Jesus Alvarado reports.
Earlier this fall, NASA and JPL sent two planes flying into some plumes of wildfires in Northern California. The planes were on a special mission to gather air samples from an active fire.
Carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, nitrogen, nitrous oxide, particulate matter.
That's Natasha Stavros, an applied science systems engineer at JPL. She says flying planes very close to the flames to grab air samples is necessary, because the existing data NASA generates comes from too far away. Those high-res satellite images from space, useful for tracking and even anticipating the path of a fire, can't give us enough information about the air we breathe here on Earth. But air samples can.
Tell us about sort of the fuel composition, how high the plume is being injected into the atmosphere, and how dense that plume is.
And doctors and scientists are hungry for that data to answer questions like how much ash will be trapped in the atmosphere once the flames are out? How will our breathing and overall health down here on Earth be affected?
All of these are things that will affect how far that the emissions will carry. And in fact, we've actually seen fires from Canada affecting air quality in Florida.
Each of the NASA planes has a mission. The DC-8 flies downwind of the fire with hoses attached to the outside of the plane, sucking air into empty tanks for evaluation back at the lab. The ER-2 cruises at 70,000 feet, about twice as higher than commercial flights, using high-tech sensors to detect how hot the fire is and measure the height of the flames. Scientists can use this data to extrapolate downwind effects of the fires, because the super tiny particulate matter, too small for the naked eye to see, literally affects every living organism, born and even unborn.
They've actually also recently found some of those particulates on the lining of a fetus. The mother was breathing it in and it literally affected her baby.
What doctors need to know is what happens long-term when the respiratory system and even the lining of the amniotic sac, where the baby is growing, is exposed for weeks or months to invisible fallout from a wildfire. JPL's Stavros says emissions are targeted to help find answers.
Trying to get at the relevant information for decision-making so that decision-makers can make it quickly in an informed way.
Climate change means wildfires are increasingly inevitable, and NASA and JPL have launched this research to help figure out how to live with that new normal.
That was Marketplace Tech's Jesus Alvarado. NASA also has a new app out called Earth Now, where you can see in real time active fires, satellites hovering over our planet, and of course, a bunch of other cool NASA things. And now for some related links. Australia has been fighting horrible bushfires in recent months that killed 6 people and created very toxic air quality. In Sydney, hospital visits were up 10% and the air quality was up to 12 times above what's considered hazardous. Speaking of NASA's data, the organization found that fires in New South Wales and Queensland pumped out almost half of Australia's yearly normal amount of greenhouse gas emissions. And that because so much forest land is either burned or compromised by smoke, its usual ability to absorb all that carbon dioxide is also greatly reduced. The TLDR here, the fires caused by hotter and drier weather resulting from climate change, are also contributing to more climate change. California's carbon emissions also went up dramatically during the 2018 fire season. So that's a bummer. Sorry, guys. We'll get into the holiday spirit soon. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.